All right, up next, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of August 8th, 2020.
All right, so a lot of people call our government Mickey Mouse, right? Well, some people in Rhode Island, get this, they got their tax refund checks this past week, but they were worthless. See, instead of the state treasurer and controller signing the checks, there was this slight technical glitch. Mickey Mouse's signature was on the checks. Seems like the government office, when they're testing, they use that signature for just to see if things are going, and then real checks got issued instead. No one was really blamed for the error. Well, there was one person, but Donald ducked. Come on, Mike. That one was all right. Come on. I mean, work with me on this. Hey, welcome to another jam-packed hour of the Kim Komando Show. We talk about living the best digital life ever. That includes all the gadgets and gizmos, your online security and privacy. So thrilled that you're spending part of your day with us. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. All right, tech moves at lightning speed. I always like to talk about future tech at this part of the show. And we're going to start with sports because you have pro baseball, basketball, and hockey are back. Football's on the way. But, you know, we're still missing being in the stadium. So, love it or hate it, the idea has to all do with facial recognition in a new report in the Wall Street Journal. See, teams are concerned that even scanning a ticket on your phone screen is getting too close. So, organizations like the Los Angeles FC Pro Soccer Team are looking at an app made by a company called All Clear. So, you download an app called Clear, you upload a selfie, then link the app with your Ticketmaster account. When you arrive at the stadium, a camera is going to use facial ID to make sure you are who you are and then let you in. But the camera would also use thermal tech to check your temperature and verify that you're wearing a mask. Here in the US, New York Mets are looking to use this kind of tech. It sounds invasive, but no matter where you go, whether it's a grocery store or walk down the street, you're probably being recorded already. So you might as well just smile for the camera, right? Wearing a mask anyway. All right, number two, let's talk about restaurants. Depending on where you live, the restaurants might be business as usual, maybe reduced to limited seating capacity, or maybe they're just temporarily closed. So one restaurant in Spain decided to do something about their revenues and how do we get more people in. It's called Funky Pizza, and it's in Palau Frizal, Spain. And patrons can use a new app that basically eliminates most close contact with restaurant staff like servers. I can totally see this rolling out throughout the country. The app is not very different than you might see for fast food chains in the US, but it's meant to use in a dine-in visit. So once you get seated, you open the app, you look at the menu, you place your order, you pay. When it's ready, a server will bring the order to your table, or maybe someday a robotic server cuts out the chit-chat, eliminates any type of social distancing aspects. The customers like the idea, but others say it takes away part of the ambiance of a restaurant. And so if you happen to check out this restaurant in Spain, or if similar software makes its way to here, places here in the United States, which I'm sure it does, just don't forget to tip. I guess you tip in the app or the app. And speaking of apps, there's a startup called Open Igloo. This is really fascinating to me. And maybe because, you know, I'm from New Jersey, spent a lot of time in New York. But you could just imagine of all the complaints of renters in New York City, considering that the densely populated region has over 8 million residents. So Open Igloo looks for reviews. What's good? What's bad about where they live? You can list reviews anonymously and score various categories. It can be like general maintenance, cleanliness, the landlord. Unlike Yelp, it seems like these reviews are very constructive. I looked at it myself. Then they combine that with public available information. The app serves as a tool if you're looking for a new place to live. And so you're finding good review departments versus bad. And aside from things like violations, they have general stats such as, I don't know if you know this, but the Big Apple has seen a bed bug complaints drop by 40% over the course of 4 years, while cockroach complaints have risen 20% over the same period. Reminds me of a joke. How many roaches does it take to change a light bulb? Nobody knows. You turn on the light and they all scatter. All right, remember when your cell phone a couple of decades ago, it was really small, like those old Nokia phones that were so easy to replace. Or even you had like, maybe you had the Motorola Razr phone. I had that. You know, I recently just found mine in a drawer the other day and it was pink. Of course it was. But over the years, smartphones, they took hold and they started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, now there's a Kickstarter campaign for an Android smartphone that's roughly the size of a credit card. It's called the Jelly 2. It's made by a company called Unihertz. Yes, the 2 indicates that there was one before that in 2017. It's a 3-inch phone that runs Android 10, weighs only 3.5 ounces. It's GPS compatible, can be used for contactless payments. It's not 5G, but it does connect to LTE around the world. It is Kickstarter. They're looking for a $50,000 goal. It raised nearly $870,000 the first time. Wow. And the first units are set to ship in December. So the Jelly 2, it's small. It's got a small price tag coming at $200. The whole idea is that they think of it as a companion phone. So you'd have your big old phablet or your phone. And then when you wanted a small phone, you'd carry the Jelly. And so get it. The reason why it's called Jelly is because the phone and the tablet, the Jelly is like peanut butter and jelly. Okay. I didn't make it up. Just telling you how they got the name. And finally, news about flying cars. I know they're still not really a thing, but there was a state this past week that said they're finally ready for prime time. Okay. Can you guess the state? Guess the state? Nope, you're all wrong. New Hampshire. They passed a transportation bill that includes a provision that legalizes flying cars on public roads. I mean, flying cars that have to land sometimes, you know, folding wings, equipped with wheels. They will not be able to take off from or land on public roads, though. So they take off and land vertically, kind of like a helicopter. They say it's otherwise known as the Jetson bill. Pretty nice reference. It's taken a long time for flying cars to show up, hasn't it? But the Jetson really did have that whole video chat thing down, didn't they? And now with the pandemic, it's here forever. All right, let's talk about your home and your home title lock. I couldn't believe we were being evicted from our home that we did not sell. That's what Deborah said when she learned that she was the victim of home title fraud, a devastating crime that can cost you your home. And title fraud is not covered by insurance or common identity theft services. The only folks to trust to protect your home's title is Home Title Lock. You see, cyber thieves discovered that the titles to our homes are kept online. They forge your name on your deed stating that you sold your home, and then they refile as the new owner. And in Deborah's case, she didn't know she was a victim until the eviction notice actually arrived. Home Title Lock puts this virtual barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect tampering, they mobilize to shut it down. But first things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you're already a victim. Maybe you don't know it. Then use code KIM for 30 free days of protection. That's code KIM at HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com. All right, coming up at this hour, we have a great tip you don't want to miss. Wow. We're going to talk about faster internet, something that only the pros know how to use, and also some other tricks that I use, and I wrote them all out for you. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Okay, so there was a class action lawsuit that was settled with Google over, oh my gosh, let me guess, what is it? Privacy issues? Yes. Over at Komando.com, we have more information. But in case you think you're going to be getting rich off of it, just want to let you know, probably not. I think they said once you fill out the form, you could be getting, $12 or less. And that's why you really need to make sure that you subscribe to the Kim Komando Show newsletters, because it's stuff like this that we pass along every single day free of charge. So to subscribe to our newsletters, look no further than the website. That's Komando.com, of course. And when you're there, hit the button that says get the free newsletters. Or if you want a shortcut, let me give you a shortcut, Komando.com/subscribe. Yes. And when you're there, make sure that you get The Current. I think The Current is one of our best newsletters ever. All right, let's start this hour with Wes in Oregon. Hello there, Wes in Grants Pass. Glad to have you with us. How can I help you?
Hello there, Kim.
Hi there,
Big
Wes.
Fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, mostly because I worked in technology for 23 years.
What'd you do?
And I'm glad you're still doing it because I kind of tired of it.
So what did you do in technology, Wes?
Application engineer. Big multinational companies, video surveillance systems.
Oh, so you were really into it. You were like really deep into it. I gotcha.
Yeah. You know, they sent me around the world and you burn out. But so I changed, you know, careers.
Okay.
I'm on my fourth and final career. I hope it's my fourth and final career.
And what are you doing now?
Licensed massage therapist.
Wow, look at you. Okay.
Yeah, how far can you get from computers, right?
I mean, talk about let's utilize the left and right side of our brains at all times, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd heard I had a knack for it, and it turns out I found out I really enjoy it.
And, well, that's nice. That's good.
And I still have to use computers.
That's good. All right. So how can I help you?
Okay. All right. So small business. Most of us, many of us massage therapists are, you know, contractors or small business folk. And you have to promote your small business. Of course, that means a computer.
Right.
And, the trick, you know, you have a web presence, blah, 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 right?
Right.
And I didn't want to have to re-register some, you know, catchy domain name. And so I'm using, for my booking clients, I'm using one of those, back in my industry, we called it software as a service, right?
Yeah.
So
it's got one of these big, long, convoluted addresses.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So since I don't want to have to link to, you know, voyagetohealth.com or whatever, if I were to go out and register that and all that sort of thing, I like the booking site. So I figured, you know how people, you wonder how people are going to behave. So the best way is to see how you behave. And I started clicking on or pointing my camera at those little square Rorschach looking blob things.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought, okay, cause I mean, I should be able to figure this out on my own. And so I did a little search. I thought, okay, what's the name of those things? Cause I want to be able to generate one for my booking site, which to winnow down that ridiculously
sure.
long.
And you know, it's actually, you know, it's a good idea. So they're called quick response codes or QR codes.
Oh, QC.
QR.
QR. Oh, oop, oop, oop.
Quick response.
I thought the word blob had something to do with it. I looked it up. That's a binary large object, and I realized that is totally not it.
I like where you talked to the Rochards, like, you know, Tess. I see, you know, it's like, you know, the old woman and the new woman, okay? It's like, I always see the old woman. I can never see the new woman, but that's okay.
That kind of Rorschach.
Yes. So it's called a QR code. And then there's a website. It's like QR code generator. And that's where you generate the QR code. And then somebody can hold that, like you said, take a picture of it, and then be redirected to your website. It sounds like it's a great idea, but you're actually making people go an extra step. Okay. Because
why is that?
Because not everybody's going to sit there. I don't remember the last time. Let me tell you something. Wes, I don't remember the last time I actually said, I wonder what's behind that code, and pulled out my phone and looked at it to see if it was a coupon or anything. This is like one of these things that they've tried that people haven't really embraced. So you can do this. I'm not discouraging you. So you can do it. But I would like you to have a catchy domain, okay, that you
could.
Oh, boy. Don't say, oh, boy. You can come up with a catchy domain, okay? And so you come up with a catchy domain, and then you just do a redirect. It's called a DNS redirect into this long, convoluted address. Okay? So, like,
okay.
Let me give you an example. GetKim.com. Catchy, right? Nice.
Extremely.
Okay.
Extremely catchy.
Works really well on radio. People remember it. Okay. If you go there, you go to community.commando.com, blah, 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 right?
So, got it.
So that's really where I'd like to see, you know, you point your efforts that way, because I think that that would be better served for you and for your business. And don't forget email marketing. Okay. We are never going to talk about e-commerce here on this show without me telling you, make sure you're getting email addresses for every single person that you give a massage to, because this way you can go ahead and, you know, make sure that you can retarget them and give them coupons and good stuff like that. Hey, Wes, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for joining us. Mark in Texas. Hello there, Mark.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, welcome.
I am homeschooling my kids. My son's going to be freshman in high school. We've homeschooled since he was in first grade.
Wow. Good for you.
He's all dyslexic, and that's one of the reasons we went to homeschool. His wasn't getting the needs he needed met. So we sent my wife to classes to learn how to teach a dyslexic kid how to read.
Wow.
He's very proficient with computers. We bought him a Raspberry Pi.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know what? I was just going to say that. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you bought him one. Okay. Yes.
He figured out how to get it set up for Linux and everything else. And then we bought him a 3D printer and he's even figured out how to use the Raspberry Pi to hook into the 3D printer, then use his iPad to communicate back and forth. But one of the things I want to do is teach them how to program. Last year, we had a co-op that he worked with through, and he took a robot programming class, but it's all visual. And I want to get to a programming that he's actually doing language. Okay. Now, the last programming language I programmed with was Fortran. That tells you how long ago that probably was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank gosh, those days are over. That and COBOL. Oh, hated that.
Oh, yes.
You know... Okay, so he's a freshman. Oh, you know what? He's amazing. I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of you guys for doing this. I would say either, I would look at three languages, either Python, Java, or C++. Probably lean towards the C++ because of his age. And also his acumen on what he's been able to do thus far. And there are all kinds of websites, Mark, for Code Academy. And, you know, the fact that he's dyslexic, this is not holding this kid back at all, probably because of the great job that you and your wife have done. But I like Python because it deals with words. But at his age, I'd probably, again, lean more towards the C++. If you need any resources, just drop me a note. Happy to put some together for you. And, again, thank you for your call. Coming up, we have some great tips on the tricks that the pros use that I know you're going to want to use them too, because heck, you're a pro. Now you are.
Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
All right. There's a phishing scam making the rounds I need to tell you about. All right. You're going to get a high priority email with the subject line that says recent policy change. It looks like it's from Microsoft, but a quick glance at the sender field shows you that's not the case. Now, the sender email will usually contain the word security to make it look more authentic. And then in the body of the email, you get instructions on telling you how to agree to updated terms of service, privacy policies, or else you're going to risk losing your total access to Microsoft Office. And then there's a button that says accept and learn more for you to learn more. Okay, clicking either one takes you to the same phishing site. So just don't fall for it. James in Texas, glad to have you on board. Hi there, James.
Hi, Kim. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. What's going on in San Antonio these days?
Oh, well. Lots of joy. Unfortunately, I put myself in the doghouse with my wife.
Oh, what'd you do? Yeah,
well, okay, so I own a small construction company.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I broke the camera on my phone. So my lovely wife, she agreed to allow me to borrow her camera, which was, it was a Nikon. It was a 5600. Beautiful camera. She had tons of lenses and all that other stuff. And of course, you know, I promised to take very good care of it. And unfortunately, while I was on a job site, I was away from my vehicle and it grew legs and ran off.
Oh, James. Yes.
So I need a replacement. But of course, me trying to be a good husband, I need to see what I can do to upgrade the 5600 to a better camera. So at least... yeah, she's upset with me, but maybe she'll forgive me.
You know, I suggest not only a new Nikon camera, I mean, just from a girl's perspective, flowers.
Oh, yes.
Diamonds, you know. you know that honey to-do list that since everybody's been home has just been growing bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay.
Kim, I cannot agree more. My wife is a lovely woman, and she graciously married me, and I'm trying my best to keep her in my good graces.
So you're telling me that you married up?
Oh, yes, by far.
Okay, all right. That's good. You know, that's good. I'm glad that you did that. You're a smart man. So she's had this camera probably since February 2015.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so what does she use the camera for?
She's been dabbing in photography, so she does a lot of close-up stuff. She's really, really into all sorts of stuff. Thank God I didn't take the tripod with me or any of the flashes or anything like that.
All right, so, you know, you're just going to have to bite the bullet, and you got to buy her a brand new one. And I don't want you to buy anything other than an Icon.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, you can buy a Panasonic, a Sony, you know, Luminix or whatever, and Fuji. I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on. But the fact is that she knows how to use a Nikon. Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
And the good news is that there are models, and I'm going to give you some links. I'll go over on Amazon and find a few links for you. But we want to find a model that is going to make you look like a hero.
Okay? Yay, I need that so bad right now.
So that this way you could say, you know what? That old dusty Nikon that you were tired of anyway, it doesn't do 4K video like this one does. Okay.
Ooh, yay. Okay. I got to remember that little spiel.
It doesn't have, you know, it doesn't do Wi-Fi as easily as, I mean, now with the new Nikon, you don't even need to take the card out of the camera anymore. Okay.
Oh, yay.
So it'll just automatically transfer those photos. So look at all the extra time that you'll have to do the dishes. No, forget that last part. Think of all the extra time that you'll have to take a nice hot bath in the bathroom that you've wanted me to remodel since we got married.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
So, Kim, it seems like you've had this conversation before.
Yeah, once or twice. Although I always like it when somebody calls in and they'll say, you know, I'm calling for a friend. I'm like, yeah, okay. All right. Okay, let's just forget all that BS. You're not calling for a friend. This is totally you. So let's just face that. So what I'm going to do, James, is I'm gonna make a note to myself. When I get off the air today and I have your email address, I'm going to send you a note from me with some links about nice Nikon cameras. I'll give you some selling points, too, so you can use this with her. And just don't tell her where it came from. Just let her think like you just went out and you did all this research. Just take, you know what, James? Take full credit. Just take full credit. You need everything that you need right now, okay? And for everybody else, we'll put the links over on the website. Hey, when your computer crashes, and most of them eventually do, you're suddenly in a world of hurt. If you're relying on it for work, it's as if your world immediately stops and you just can't move forward. The prospect of losing all that data is a big concern, especially with so many of us working from home. Lost data and work history can seriously set you back. It costs you time and money and barely potentially more, which is why I stress the importance of regular data backups with iDrive. Their cloud-based computer data backup solution is regarded as the best in the business. It's online, off-site, and accessible 24/7 from any device, even your cell phone. With iDrive, you can be back up and running in no time. Plans start at less than $6 a month. Use my name, Kim, in the sign-up process. You're going to save 90% off your first year. They're that excited to have you to try their backup solutions. That's iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim, as your promo code, and you're going to save 90% off your first year. All right, I love sharing tech tips, especially those that only the pros know. So, like, for example, I don't know if you've ever changed your domain name system or your DNS. Okay, if your internet connection is slowing down, is it the router, is it the modem, is it the computer, is it the neighbor? Changing the DNS is something that you can do to speed things up. Now, you probably heard that you should erase your hard drive before you give away your computer, laptop, or what have you. So what you want to do is, if you have to, give it away and to somebody that you don't know. Give them money for a new hard drive, and I want you to destroy the hard drive or use some of these Duke and Nukem or Heidi Eraser tools. But if you really want to destroy the data for good, put on some safety glasses and you actually want to get rid of the hard drive and destroy it. We've got more tips about wiping data from your printer, hacking your own Wi-Fi passwords, because let's say you forgot yours, it happens. In addition to that, what if you just want to speed up a slow PC? We've got a great post over at Commando.com that walks you through all of that. We have more of your phone calls still to come. You're on the Kim Commando Show. All right, so Amazon Prime Day has been pushed to later this year, but that doesn't mean that there's a shortage of online shopping deals. I mean, anytime you start looking at like what you should buy in August, you know, there's a time for every season, so to speak. But right now, here are some deals you might want to look at. If you need a new laptop, the 16-inch Apple MacBook Pro is on sale on Amazon right now. You can save hundreds. It's got an Intel i7 processor, 16 gigs of RAM, 512 gigs of storage. It has a Retina display. Dell is offering a deal on the Dell XPS 13 2-in-1 laptop. You know, I actually like those 2-in-1 laptops because, you know, you can fold it. Sometimes they're called convertible. Lenovo calls theirs a Yoga. But you can use it as a tablet, and you can also use it as a full-blown laptop. This one comes with a 13-inch HDR display, 2.5 times more performance than in a thinner frame. Now, also what's on sale in August, I know you're thinking, like, what else could be on sale in August? Vacuum cleaners. I don't know why vacuum cleaners are on sale in August, but if you know, I'd love to know why. But if you've worn out your vacuum because you've been cleaning all through since the pandemic, the Sharp Navigator upright vacuum is on sale. So is the Yeti K600 vacuum cleaner. That's a robotic one. Now, August is also the time for you to up your grilling game. And so you can find deeply discounted grills in August or September because they're trying to make room for the fall and winter seasonal products. You can pick up a Weber for just a few hundred bucks, by the way. We put together a whole list of deals that you can tap into right now in August over at commando.com. So if you are looking for links to anything that I just mentioned, those laptops, the Dell, as well as the MacBook and so on, just go ahead and hit commando.com. And in the search bar, type in, I don't know, August deals, and that will probably pop up for you. Back to the phones we go with Gretchen in Nevada. Hi there, Gretchen.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I had originally posted a question to you as to what happened to the Puffin web browser. My husband's been using it on his iPad for several years now, and all of a sudden one day,
poof,
nothing would happen. And then I noodled around. I tried going to their website on my desktop, and it would open up, and then it would crash if you tried to hit on support.
Yeah, it's not really. I think they discontinued it. What did you see? Was it about a year ago or so?
Well, I saw apparently some postings that almost 2 years ago, it looks like Apple and Puffin had a falling out due to the way Apple manages the App Store.
Yeah, they like to have full control. And just for everybody, in case you don't know what we're talking about, there was this browser called Puffin, P-U-F-F-I-N, Browser Pro. I think they may still even sell it in the App Store, but it hasn't been updated for quite a while. And it was supposed to be really fast.
And secure, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was secure. Because it was really fast because everything happened in the cloud. So all your browsing activity happened in the cloud. And because of that, if I recall, that it was really something that if you were using it, most people advised, the security folks say that, you know, you really should be using a VPN along with it. Could I ask you, why was he using the Puffin browser? Why did he gravitate towards it?
Well, I think it originally was, you know, maybe they were touting security and speed. And that's as best I recall why we put that on there. He was still using Safari, which I tell him I think is fairly secure. But and then we put DuckDuckGo as a search engine on a lot of our web browsers.
And, you know, DuckDuckGo is fabulous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, if you're not using it, DuckDuckGo, if you haven't tried it yet, I mean, so many people are always so upset that they're like, you know, Google's tracking everything that we do. And you know what? They are, right? I mean, let's just face that.
Yeah. Okay?
All right. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out. That's why you get to use a free search site. And although I don't really like what they're doing now, when you go to search for something that they comes up and it's giving you the answer. But the answer sometimes is like from 2012 and you're like, well, no, that's old.
I'm looking, outdated.
Yeah, I want looking for more. But DuckDuckGo is fast, and it does give you everything that you need. You said something that just when we were starting this call, Gretchen, I just want to make sure that I can help you. You said is there another question that you had?
Unless you had a recommendation for the best web browser for iPad, for Apple. I mean, I put Mozilla on there for him, and that seems to be working well.
Yeah, you know, Firefox is fabulous. The thing is, though, and I don't know if your husband is like my husband, is that sometimes things don't always work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets frustrated, and then because of what I do, he like says, you know, how come you can help, you know, 6 million people on the radio every week, but you can't help your husband. I'm like, well,
correct. No, I get that too because I do some IT work as well.
All right. Okay. It's easier. Yeah. Sometimes it's easier to help other people, isn't it? It's like, I think other people have more patience than, it's like, because you're supposed to just like go in there and just, you know, connect a few dots and, you know, wave your magic wand and suddenly it's supposed to be all better.
I
was like,
what I find sometimes is that works here and also at work is that when you're standing over them and they're having trouble logging into something, all of a sudden it works.
Yeah, okay.
And I go, well, that's okay. That's why they pay me the big bucks, you know.
this is my own psychic hotline right here. Okay.
Right, that's right. And then I just was going to mention also, you know, you've talked about Euro and from one of your newsletters, I went ahead and contacted them and said, you know, this is my house configuration. What would you recommend? And they said, get the 3-pack. And I have to tell you, it was the easiest installation, and we could see the difference immediately.
Isn't it something? I mean,
because we have a 3-story house, and the modem from the and the router from the cable company is in the lower level. So when we're up on the upper level or out on the deck or something, we wouldn't get any, you know, Wi-Fi. So I just want to tell you, thanks for that.
My pleasure, Gretchen. Because you know what, and that's why I love hearing this, because you know what, Eero does. It just works. And you know, Gretchen, you're a little tech geek, and I'm a tech geek, and I love talking to you. Call me back anytime. As we can talk the talk, but I'm so glad that Eero worked out for you. Like it will for you too. If you haven't checked it out, it's Eero.com/Kim. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. I just want to remind you, the show never ends 24/7. You can find me on the website, and the address is so simple. It's KOMANDO.com.
Are you one of millions who frequently misplace your iPhone and then use Find My Phone to hunt it down? If you are, the National Security Agency has serious news for you. Your Thursday Consumer Tech Update is brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. America's top spy agency, the NSA, has warned all government workers and people who are concerned about their privacy to turn off their iPhone's location services, the Find My Phone feature, plus all Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, unless it's absolutely needed. Set your phone's privacy settings to make sure apps aren't using or sharing location data. For government workers, the NSA says that foreign adversaries easily use all these features to track a phone's location. But what if you're not a government worker or you're not a spy? The NSA says that regardless what you do and where you go, if you're carrying a smartphone, it's a safe assumption that you're being tracked by someone who's keeping a record. I'm Kim Komando.